JR with Rem, my friend. We're here to talk about Anchor Crew. Would have liked to have done this in person at church, but fortunately we got to pre-record it. So yeah, so tell me about your Anchor Crew, Rem.
Oh, we're not doing this here.
What?
Yeah, no. Our Anchor Crew is all about getting the honest conversations that come when you're outside getting exercise. So that's where we're going to go.
Okay, well, I'm glad I dressed for the occasion then.
Perfect.
So, what's the deal with the ski pole with the phone duct tape to it?
Oh, that's our recording equipment.
Oh, wow.
For our anchor.
High tech.
Yeah. Nothing but the best.
Randall and Justin are going to love this.
They will.
All right. Here we are, Rem. You got me out here. So, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about your anchor crew. So, is what we're doing right now like what you do? Tell me what you do.
So our anchor crew, the way we do it is, and that's me, Phil, and Jeremy. We were kind of inspired by the Fourth Musketeer movement where we realized that the best, most honest conversations happen when you're out in creation, enjoying nature, and when you got a nice elevated heart rate, so you get some good, honest conversation there. And we sort of rotate through who needs to get more stuff off our chest and whatever. And those are things like just to get us to that point where we're honest like that is so important. And if we didn't have this, you know, at 7 o'clock on a Monday morning, instead of getting real and praying for each other and bringing up scripture to strengthen us, we'd probably be asleep and just wallowing in our self-pity about whatever's going on in this COVID times that we're in right now. So it's actually happened more than once, but I'm going to be honest with you, especially in the last year or so, I've gone through a lot of false starts in terms of getting my scripture reading to where it needs to be, and but lots of good ones too. Lots of good seasons where I'm in it every day. And it's so important when things are tough for us to have God's word in our hearts. And the best part is that I think it's at least three times that we've gotten together and more than one of us, if not all three, have had the same scripture verse on our hearts that we wanted to share with the others at the same time, having not like discussed it or pre-planned any of that kind of stuff. And that those kind of coincidences are how God speaks to me, and they got his fingerprints all over them.
But that's great. Well, thanks for sharing, Rem. And thanks for getting me out. This is great. I feel like we're having one of those real talks right now.
We have been leading a small group for a few years now, and we just meet bi-weekly, and we get together, study a little bit of the Word, and share life together and pray together. And with COVID limiting that ability, we transitioned to Zoom meetings. We tried a few different platforms on how to meet, and that worked the best for us. And it's been really great. The good thing about a small group is you intentionally meet with the people of God regularly, and you can share your lives. And we've managed to do that this year. We've gone through, as a group, you know, illness, losing family members, other stressors and fears. But we had an amazing celebration this year because family in our small group has been working at adopting from Haiti for over 5 years. And it's been a very long journey, full of ups and downs and a slow process. We have supported them through this. They've been so grateful for our encouragement and support of them. And they have really benefited from our group and the perspective that we give and the prayer that we give to their adoption process. And last summer, they got a boy on paper and legally. They have a boy. He's not in Canada yet. That's another thing we're praying through, is how to get him to Canada through this current time we're in, but that's a major something that we've been so grateful for and that we've managed to share in their journey. And the one of the most special things is they've been on this journey for more than 5 years. This boy is 5 years old. Our group has been praying for him since before he was born. And that was just a real pleasure and a real honor to be a part of that.
Hi, I'm Sadie Coopery, and this is...
Hi, I'm Robin, and Sadie and I met in the youth group here, and we were part of a small cohort group, and I really actually got to know Sadie first. I was new to the youth group, and I walked in, and I was like, oh, I feel anxious and nervous. I don't know any of these teenagers, and I saw Sadie's smiling face, and thought, hey, I'll go sit with her, and we hit it off pretty quick. We had lots in common. Yeah. And so I think our friendship began there.
Yeah.
And then as we hung out with the other girls in our group, we, like girls do, we just sat around and chatted, shared our life together, our highs and lows, and the ways that we'd seen God at work, and just new things that we were learning about ourselves and learning about God.
Yeah.
We play some games, and then we listen to a talk or someone share their story up front, and then we get together and talk about it. We often get very sidetracked
and off-topic sidetracked.
hearing about everyone's week and days, and it's been pretty cool just to see girls become more comfortable, but I think we never really expected to even keep coming. People that say that they're not really interested in having a relationship with God, that they continue to come and continue to share. So that's been pretty neat to see.
Totally.
Yeah. Anything you want to add?
Well, we did this like Bible study online. So we do our YouVersion Bible studies. So we get invited by a link and we all kind of work through the Bible study at our own pace. Usually it's like a reading plan. And very short, very concise, kind of a good message that applies to everyone, widely applying message. And most of the girls do take part. Some of them don't, but most of them do.
I think it all sort of started, our relationship got a little bit stronger as I actually just tried to kill some time. I would drive my kids to school a little bit earlier just to miss some traffic, and I'd kill some time going through Sadie's neighborhood, which I didn't realize. And then one day I saw Sadie standing at the bus stop. I rolled down my window and my kid's window and we said, hey, Sadie. And then I think the next Thursday or whenever it was, I saw Sadie sprinting down the sidewalk. And I rolled down my window and said, hey, do you need a ride? So she jumped in the car and I gave her a ride to the next bus stop. And I was just sort of thinking to myself, I'm missing out on some crucial time with Sadie that I have the free time to do it. So I picked her up. I asked her, do you want me to drive you to school so you don't have to sit on the bus?
Yeah, and she I said, yes, I need an escape from the cheese wagon very desperately. Yeah, and it was really cool because every morning Robin would pick, well, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, every morning that we would organize, she'd pick me up and we'd go to school. So now she'd bring me Starbucks and it was really, really nice. And then sometimes also you'd pick me up from school as well. And we would go to the park, and because her two kids like to go play at the park, so we'd go and play with the kids and chat and just hang out at the park.
Yeah, and I think I saw Sadie's natural gift with kids there, and she offered to babysit. Yes! So really delighted to have another avenue to spend with her, especially during this crazy time. So it's been, I think our relationship has grown a lot more with our, like, after the kids are in bed, we're home, and chatting time has been fun to just catch up and share life in a different way than we expected.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I really think, honestly, that Robin's kind of helped me be more grounded in my faith and kind of helped me kind of evolve it and kind of look at it in a different perspective. Because at first it was kind of like this box that I had to kind of find my way around in and find my place in. But Robin kind of helped me kind of open up my, take off my horse blinders and look past just the mere tiny little things I was focusing on and look at the bigger picture. Because really, God is everywhere, and when I'm a teenager and very, very absorbed in my own life, because it's so very important, I kind of lose sight of that sometimes. And so she kind of helps me bring back, and like especially when all these things are happening with social justice and everything, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna change the world. And Robin helps me kind of think, no, I'm not gonna change the world. God is gonna change the world through me, and that's kind of a cool avenue that Robin has helped me grow in my faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think after I was asked to do this video, I thought, I don't know how it's gone at work. And then as I reflected, I thought, I thought about some of the prayers that I had felt like were unanswered from God, really were answered in meeting Sadie, I am quite passionate about teenagers and just teenagers in general, and with having two kids it's been quite difficult to walk that out and find free time and find an avenue to kind of live out the call that God's put on my life. And so meeting Sadie really helped me remember that God hears my prayers and he knows the desires of my heart. And he really cares about the little things that don't seem as important. But yeah, it's really been refreshing. And Sadie is someone who has reminded me, and a lot of the teenagers that I've met have reminded me that they still think they can change the world. And that's what I love about teenagers, just in general. And Sadie is someone who has that, has the grounding and the ability to do that, really. So I feel like a treat to be part of her life.
So just me.
Yeah, just seeing God kind of subtly answer prayers that I was really unaware of. Well, when I think about our group, I think it's been and like another gift, kind of like a privilege to get to have that type of socialization for all of us, and just to have a space for us to be real with each other, and know that it's a safe space to share the ridiculous thoughts that we have sometimes. Yeah, I think it's been kind of a nice gift to be able to voice the how stressful it can be at school, and then how stressful it can be to go online, to switch back and forth.
Yeah.
So just to have that space for them to voice it amongst their peers and with some other adults too.
Yeah.
And I think it's been, I think we were saying it's made us more creative in our hanging out.
Yeah, totally.
So I don't think COVID can stop friendship or stop the Lord from working in our lives. So I think it's just allowed us to be more creative with hanging out, still respecting the restrictions.
Yeah, of course. And I think it's just opened up new ways in which to connect as well. Like we are kind of adapting to the whole COVID situation and just the social distancing and like feeling so far apart from everyone. It's nice to have this like digital connection with Robin where we can like text and make sure that check in on each other, especially with the Bible app as well, and like being able to connect with both you and hearing your stories when you type it out in like the chat box, because there's a little reflect thing. Whoever has used the YouVersion app will recognize the chat box after. And some of Robin's stories that she shared really helped me kind of put perspective onto what I was experiencing and read the devotional in kind of a different way, in a different, and like kind of see it applied to Robin's life and then be able to apply it to my own as well. So I think just her perspective and our digital communication has been a real like strengthener of our relationship for sure.
Hey, we are John and Sharon Wicker, and we were asked to talk about our life group. We are going to focus just mostly on this last year because we've been meeting for quite a few years. But this year, we have had some unique challenges, as you all have. But we as a group decided most of the time to just keep meeting on Zoom. So every Saturday night is our life group Zoom night. And we do a lot of talking and sharing together. That's kind of the main thing that has to happen every week from our perspective. So we share and we pray for each other, but then we usually have a Bible study time, something of that variety. And this year, different members of our group have taken turns leading throughout the years, but this year we had one person leading through a New Testament book, one of the letters of Paul, for part of the year, and then we would just read that passage, and then everyone would just talk about different things that struck them in it, and maybe someone would bring up a question, maybe someone would answer it, maybe they wouldn't. But then this past while we've been looking through the book of Acts and doing some different activities with that, and different ones in the group have been doing some research or maybe looking up maps or different things to contribute. So it's been yeah, it's been a really good time of studying together and learning together. But really, honestly, the landing point for all of us ends up being our sharing and prayer time and the way that we can really enter into each other's lives and what's going on. We also have our WhatsApp group. And so during the week, we'll share different things, or someone will report in on a prayer request that's happening, what's happened. Yeah, and we do also really try to do some kind of social interactions. Again, challenging in the COVID world, but we managed to go for a couple of walks. We also grabbed Mark Buchanan's book, God Walk, and some of us have been reading that and interacting about that as well. Yeah, and just lots of different things happen kind of on the side of doing life together. We've gathered for a campfire. We have socially distanced. We just keep in touch with each other a lot and support each other.
And I would say our life group, particularly in this time of COVID, is really makes a real difference in our lives. COVID has maybe disrupted a lot of things, but ironically, it has helped our life group to be more consistent. Many of us travel a lot with our work, and with COVID, we're not traveling, and so we have a more consistent attendance. And it's kind of been where church is happening for us. Appreciate the messages, appreciate the opportunities to get together here. But our life group, because we're meeting over Zoom, that's where we can interact with each other without masks, where we can see each other. And it's a small enough group where we are able to hold each other accountable. I know that if I start to drift or something, people are going to challenge me. They're going to ask questions. It's where we're sharing the real nitty-gritty of life. So our WhatsApp group is a real meaningful thing during the week. People will just share, this big need just came up, please be praying, and people are following through and asking about it. So we've been really able to be there for each other during crisis times. Our life group has made a really big difference, and it's where church is happening, where I know that I'm walking through life with other people who are following God. It's been a real, really important, filling a very important role this past year, particularly.
Yeah, we were also asked, how has God shown up in a unique way? I think, as John said, because we've been more consistent almost every single Saturday, almost all of us are there. We have just more times of connection, and that has caused us to be more vulnerable and share on a much deeper level and become much more accountable to each other in those ways. So I think that's one of the big things that's happened that's maybe been unique in this COVID season. It's because of that, just because of this circumstance of having to be together all the time, so to speak. So yeah, we're super thankful for that.
I would say personally for us, an illustration, we were driving down the highway a couple weeks ago and our vehicle broke down. And after phoning AMA, we phoned our life group, and life group helped us to get our vehicle home, has helped us working on it, and just in that sense, very much like family. Just that's who we thought of, and that's who we reached out to, was the people that we've become so close to in our life group. So we're very thankful. It's been really good. Our life group is where church is happening for us in the nitty-gritty day-to-day.
All right. This is actually a really cool opportunity. We're going to be talking about the anchor crew I got to participate in. However, I'm not going to do the talking about this. I'm going to get my friend Rob to tell you about our anchor crew. So Rob, how about you start by just telling everybody what we did as an anchor crew?
All right. So as an anchor crew, we mostly were on Zoom. I think a couple times we went for walks and stuff, which was nice. But basically, we were reading through books, and still are. Mm-hmm. And we would go through a few chapters, and the book would kind of loosely guide us, but we would often go on long rabbit trails, which was great. So essentially, it was like a book study slash what are you thinking about and sharing with each other. And
what kind of books?
Well, we read a Thomas Merton book, which was kind of esoteric and stretching, and sometimes we were like, oh, this is really good, and sometimes we just like didn't know what to make of it sometimes as much. So
our ringleader was a super nerd.
Yeah, no, basically I'm the youngest person in this group, and I felt happy to tag along, and if I had my two bits to throw in, it was good, but it was fun to listen and share. And wow. Yeah, there are lots of deep ideas, which I found really, really cool.
Yeah. It was nerdy, but it was fun.
Yeah.
And your little bits that you would throw in always, they count. They had density.
They
counted. So over the past year then, through this experience, can you kind of name something that made a difference in your life, or how that your experience on your anchor crew impacted you?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I just started coming to Cochrane Alliance just shortly before COVID, I would say. So, and I was coming from Calgary, and I wasn't sure about, you know, coming from a city to kind of a smaller town, what kind of community I would find, and especially kind of some of my intellectual interests over the last little while. I was thinking, like, where am I going to find people to talk about these ideas with in Cochrane? And so finding a group that was very much in the same lane, I was really pleasantly surprised, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. And God kind of gave me this group of people out of the blue to talk about lots of really cool ideas that he's been kind of stirring up in my heart and mind. So that's one thing. And then the other part is just having community, having a group of people to meet with, kind of like to connect you. Because church has been, well, just like everything in life, I'm a teacher, everything's kind of disembodied right now. And so having a regular meeting with different people in the body of Christ was really just helpful for me to stay connected throughout this time. So,
cool. Yeah. Yeah. I feel the same way. So one last question. Can you point to an experience where you just sense that God was at work in a powerful way, either for you or maybe you recognized it in one of our compadres?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, one of the bigger things is just kind of this idea of God being present in the small things and in the small moments, and in like the faithful showing up and being part of something. That's one aspect. And I think in terms of a big moment, I don't know if I felt that yet, but I know that maybe through this time especially, I feel like maybe it's just me, but maybe it's more people. We're kind of like in a cocoon chrysalis kind of stage. And I think God is wanting to teach us, to mold us, to show us things. And me personally, at least, I have more time to read, to reflect, to pray, to talk. And so I think I don't know where it's going to go and what kind of, you know, what is after the cocoon for all of us. But I think that just being aware that that's happening, not just with me, but with other people, is something that's exciting.
Thanks, Rob. That's a powerful word to think of this time. Yeah, we're all constrained, but it could be that it's the constraints are a cocoon, and who knows what kind of thing can emerge out of this. That's wow. That's good. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Yeah, thanks
and,
for having me.
God bless you.
All right.